Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Peah Perek Beis Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sara Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Nisham Shadav and Aliyah and Bischos Rachel Basav Gittel and Daniel Yazir Ben Spari Rachel. They should be given with Zerah Shel Kayama Bekar of Mamish. Now we learned in the previous Mishnah that if there's something dividing a field, then halachically one would need to leave two separate payas because this is considered like two separate fields. Even though we have a huge field of wheat and there's one little thing dividing it into two, it's really the same field of wheat, but halachically it's considered like two separate fields, you would have to leave off two separate payos. Now, one thing mentioned was an amas hamayim, an irrigation canal, a little stream of sorts running through the field. And now, Mishnah Beis, we're going to have an argument with the Tan of Mishnah Aleph. Amas hamayim she'eni yachol likatzar ka'achas. Let's say we have this irrigation canal, this stream of water running through the field, and you're not able to harvest the field like one. So Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, he says, mafsekes, that's considered like a hefsek, that's considered like now the field is divided into two, and you would have to leave off two separate payos. So first of all, what does that mean that you're unable to harvest it like one? So there's different opinions. One opinion is that if you're standing in the middle of the stream of water and you turn to your left and you're not able to reach the grain on that side, and if you turn to the right, you're not able to reach the grain on that side, that's considered like you're not able to harvest it as one. Another opinion is if you're standing on one side of the stream and you lean over towards the other side to try to get the grain on the other side and you're not able to get to it, that's considered like you're not able to harvest it as one. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's considered something that's dividing the field into two, and you would have to leave off two separate payas. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if this stream of water is narrow and you're able to harvest your field as one, so then you would not have to leave off two separate payas. Now, that is not like the Tana, the previous Mishnah. The Tana, previous Mishnah, would say it doesn't make a difference how narrow this stream of water is. If you have a stream of water running through your field, you got to take off two separate payas because this is considered like two separate fields. And the Mishnah continues with another case. V'chol haharim, if you have a mountain in the middle of your field. Now, it doesn't have to be that it's this giant mountain that you have to climb up with ropes and pickaxes. It could just be a mound of dirt or some sort of hill in the middle of the field. Asher b'mader ye'oderun. But it could be plowed with a hoe, which means you take this hand tool, it's a hoe, you're using your own hands, and you're going to plow it with that. Afal pi she'ein ha'bakar yachol laver b'kelav. Even though this hill is so steep, the bakar, the cattle, the cows that usually are going to plow your field, they're not able to go by with their kalim, meaning with the plow and everything else it needs to plow the field, meaning even though this hill is so steep that you're not able to plow it in the normal way, who nice and paya lakal, he still gives one paya for this entire field, even though there's this hill right in the middle of the field. That's because he's able to plow it with his hand tools. He's able to plow it and do whatever is necessary for planting by himself, even without the help of his cattle. That's not considered like something that divides his field into two, and he would only have to leave off one paya for this entire field. And now moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Hakol, everything that we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, mafsek lezroim. That's considered like something which would divide your field into two when we're dealing with zroim, when we're dealing with grains or legumes. Grains are like the five types of grain. Wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Legumes is like corn or beans or lentils, something like that. So if we have one of these things mentioned in Mishnah Aleph or Mishnah Beis running through his field of Zrayim, that's going to be considered like it's dividing it into two. However, v'einai mafsik l'ilon ela gader, if a person has a field of trees, what's a field of trees called? An orchard. So a person has an orchard. He has a whole bunch of olive trees or apple trees, beautiful orchard growing, and he has a stream of water or a road running through it. That is not considered like a hefsek, and it's still considered like one field. The only thing that's considered a hefsek is a fence. If he has a fence 10 tefachim high running through his field, then that's considered like dividing this field into two, and only then he would leave off two separate payos. Now, even if he has a fence in his orchard, that's still not necessarily going to be considered like it's dividing it into two, because vimhaya seyar kaisesh, if the branches are intertwined above the fence, seyar literally means hair, but over here it's referring to the branches of the tree. If the branches of the trees are intertwined, they're locking in with each other, they're all meshed and woven into each other above the fence, ain't a mafsik. So then that fence is not considered like a hefsik, because clearly we see that these trees are connected above the fence. Ella, nice and paya lakal, he's going to leave off one paya for this entire field, even though there's a fence in the middle of the field. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with a similar topic tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hay. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.